Last time that we talked with Keely Baraboo about the Eddie Awards, and she's chairing this event for the Blue Water Area Chamber of Commerce, it was open nomination time. Well, the nominations have closed. They are in, and we have the finalists for the Eddie Awards. Good morning, Keely.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. This is a neat event. This is the second year for this. It's basically business awards and organization awards from around the Blue Water area.
That's right. We got over 100 nominations, so people were really engaged. That's exciting. You know, anytime that we can shine a spotlight on people that are worthy of being acknowledged in this type of way, isn't that an
absolutely
really positive, exciting thing?
For
so
sure.
It was really good to see how excited people were to be involved in this process. So we can't wait for the event.
May 10th is the date of the event. And where's it going to be?
It is going to be the first event ever at the New City Flats Ballroom. So
pretty
everybody's
cool.
Really excited about that, too.
Yeah, no doubt. So who are the finalists?
The finalists. Well, it's let's reveal. So the Bridges Award, which is the Community Service Award, our three top finalists were A Little Something, which everybody loves to shop at, EBW.TV, and Sherry Archibald, who just had a fabulous event for the St. Clair County Child Abuse Neglect Council.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, she's a Port Huron City Council member. The Fort Award, which is the Small Business Award, was Andy Bacco of Wolverine Market in Port Huron, Grand Trunk Marketplace, which everybody also loves to shop at, and we had a tie. So we have actually four finalists in this category, Larry Jones, Landmark Management, and Suzanne's Fashions. And then the Lighthouse Award, which is the Large Business Award, our finalists were Chemical Bank, Port Huron Schools, and the YMCA of the Blue Water area, which people are really engaged in all of those organizations. And then the Lightbulb Award, which was the Innovative Award, Matt Brooks, who was nominated last year, a mm-hmm. finalist, Carol Hall from the Hallway headquarters, Steve Fernandez and Michelle Jones from Country Style Marketplace and their company 310 to Huron. And then finally, the Chamber Choice, which are the people who are really engaged with the Chamber of Commerce, are Georgia Baldwin and Christy Jones from Fort Gratiot Township and Michelle Hare from Chef Shells and Jim Hollenbeck from Blue Moon Abatement. So I think all of them are really worthy nominees, and I think all of them are really familiar names that are out and about in our community and really making an impact, and I'm really excited to celebrate that night with them.
It's a great way to recognize the people and the businesses that really are the boosters of this area.
I feel the same way. I think all of those people, like I said, whether you're involved in the chamber or not, those are all familiar organizations and just individuals, and those people are just they're really contributing with action, not just with words. They're really participating in making our area, you know, better. They're part of that hashtag. I always say hashtag Port Huron Progress.
There you go. That's a good one. So those are the finalists. Who votes and decides who the winners are going to be?
There's a committee of volunteers, and we voted. And the way that works is every person, their name is drawn out of a hat, and then there's a committee, and the committee votes. And they narrow it down to who those finalists are, and then we have sort of a numerical voting system, and so it's just based on the math and
okay.
the numbers of, you know, who gets the scores. And so I hate to say it, but I'm the only one right now that knows who the winners are.
Just a secret, just between
top
you
secret.
And me.
Yeah. Top secret. Right. So
you got to find out on May 10th.
Yeah, May 10th. It's going to be the big secret is going to be revealed. So everybody should go to the Blue Water Area Chamber of Commerce website and get their tickets. And it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
We're going to open up. So much is going to be involved in that night. We're going to open up City Flats,
yep.
which is going to be this huge landmark downtown. And we're going to celebrate all of those great names of the nominees that I just, you know, read out loud. And we're going to have a great time on top of it.
May 10th. And everybody will want to say that they were there when they opened City Flats and when they had the second annual Eddie Awards. Keely, thanks for coming in. Appreciate
Anytime.
It.
Anytime. Thanks.